worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We are all carefully balanced atop our mic stands here. Everything is arranged just perfectly. We are ready to go. Another episode about to begin. What do I mean about to begin? It's already started. In fact, we're 10 seconds in. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco, joined by all three of the co-hosts of the show this time. So we got a full four-person show. Kara's back in the house.
No, I don't talk like that. I can't do it.
Please don't. But Lazy E's here.
I have an important question I have to ask all of you.
Oh, great. I'm sure that's not going to lead to a joke at all.
No. It isn't.
As mentioned, Kara. Hi, Kara. Welcome back. And Mickey's here, too.
And I don't have to look at you from across the table. It's fantastic.
You don't have to rub it in every time.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's what she said.
It's going to be the whole episode, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I have to look at myself in the mirror every morning. That's hard enough. I don't need it from you as well.
Yes, yes, you do.
It, no, I don't. Just making it worse.
That's what she said.
Yeah, okay. But welcome to the show, A Freak Accident. That's what we call ourselves because, well, that's what happened. The website is afreakaccident.com. If you'd like to reach out via email, you can, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Send us something you want us to talk about. Comment about how much you love us, how much you hate us. Leave us your mailing address. We'll send you stickers, whether you love us or hate us. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might be 2 years from now, but whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, you'll get them eventually.
Three. Yeah.
Three.
Three.
For one of them.
Yeah, don't be so, you know.
I mean, these stickers are worth a lot of money, so it's worth the wait, baby.
I'm a patient man. I can wait even longer.
That's what
Yeah, that's what she said. Good call.
Anyway.
All right. So, thrilled to be here, thrilled to have this episode going. I personally am well, first of all, before I talk about why I'm thrilled, why don't you tell me what
the
your question is?
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather eat goat or a matter babe?
Nope. I know it. I heard it in my head before I said it.
Mickey?
Go ahead,
what
Mickey.
Is the other one called?
A matter babe.
No, I'm not getting it.
Just say it. Ask.
I can't because I don't know what you said.
What's a all right, fine. I'll do it.
Do it.
I'll bite the bullet. What's the matter, babe?
What's the matter with you? I saw this Scottish guy online do it.
Mickey was actually trying to make real words out of that.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense to me.
He's like, wait, is that like a car or something? I'm so confused.
I was
getting so frustrated. I was like, just say it!
Just say no, what's a matababe?
Is that some kind of bison type animal?
Yeah, goat. No. Well, a matababe.
Goat, right? Yeah.
A matababe.
I would eat goat, though.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Goat milk's pretty good.
I don't like goat milk.
Speaking of eating weird things, drinking weird things, though, I am thrilled, as I mentioned earlier, because I am off of the first phase of my diet again. Because I mentioned, like, two-ish years ago, Helen Nurse and I both went on a diet, and both of us lost, between the both of us, lost about 100 pounds.
Whoa.
Shared, yeah. So I made the mistake of getting on the scale after Christmas, before New Year's, and I was like, oh, I gained all of it back. All the weight that I lost 2 years ago, and it all came back.
Hey, if Mary does it right, she can lose 180 pounds by leaving you.
Hey! It was closer to 200 there for a second.
Oh!
But, yeah, it... But we both got back on our BS. We both got back on our diets, and that first phase is the killer.
Mm.
We do the South Beach diet,
okay,
and it works. Although I never had the success that I had the first time. I lost like 18 pounds in 2 weeks the first time I did it.
That's
was
nuts.
Crazy. This time I lost 11 over the first 2 weeks, but it's like very low carb, so you're eating nothing but vegetables. and that's it.
Whoa.
And like, you know, chicken and lean meats and eggs are okay. And believe it or not, cheese is all right.
Yep.
But like, no fruits, no sugars of any kind. It's rough. It's rough going, especially you get to like day 11 of your 14-day like fast, if you want to call it that almost. And you just start really just wanting to taste something.
Right.
It's like, I'm tired of just tasting off wood, because that's what vegetables really are. It's just a type of fibrous substance, and I'm sick of it. But I'm over that now, having lost 11 pounds now, and Hello Nurse lost 10 herself, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah, so on our way, and that we've gotten back to the gym, doing back the exercise and thing.
That's trying like to the worst part, I think.
It's impossible to maintain long term. I mean, people do it. You know, more credit to them.
Yep.
But that was the thing. Like, we were really into it, and we did really well for about a year. And then both of us got lazy and stopped going to the gym, and then like
and got hungry.
Well, because that's the thing is like, you know, I don't eat great all the time. I try to eat good most of the time, but then like I like my pizzas,
right?
You know, and I like my cheeseburgers and other junk. It's like, so you know, we try to eat well throughout the week, cheat on the weekends a little bit, but that's offset when you're also not exercising and you're just sedentary and sitting around, you know. So that was the thing. We did it for about a year, fell off, got back into it, fell off, and then last summer I was in decent shape before we went on our vacation to the shore, and I was down to like 170. Yeah. Came back from vacation after not working out on vacation, because you don't do that.
No,
you don't be that person.
Yeah, you're a monster if you work out while you're on vacation.
Too much.
So took that time off, came back, and then the week after, it's like, I need a week to adjust to get back into work schedule. And then like that becomes 2 weeks, and then it's like, all right, I'm gonna get back into it. And maybe you go once, and then it's like, but I'm still so tired. You know, it's like, and it just compounds, and you eat like crap around the holidays. Because it's like both our birthdays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and we have an anniversary in there too. So we're going out and eating, we're drinking, we're eating desserts and things like that. Nothing good. So really got down to being a pudgy loser again. And it's like,
I haven't lost any weight since I joined the gym. I'm going to go down there tomorrow and ask them why.
Ask for your money back.
No,
yeah, there you go.
I'm just going to go down there and be like, you know, haven't been here yet since I joined, haven't lost any weight, but can you give me any pointers?
Did you just say you haven't been here since I joined?
Listen, I need a gym that's super expensive to force me to use it. If it is a not costly gym, it's like, how much does it cost you not to go today?
Right.
It's like 11 degrees out.
It's like
11 cents, big deal.
It's like a Netflix subscription. It's like, I don't need to be watching something if I know it's just pulling $7 out of my account every month, big deal.
You should go in there and be like, you just said I was one membership away from losing weight. You never said I had to come in.
Yeah.
I got the membership.
You've got to get specific in your ads.
Yeah. 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 My gym isn't cheap, but it's not like super expensive either. Like I've heard of places where it's like astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
It's like upward, like close to $100 a month. It's like, what are you,
what?
Nuts?
What
yeah, there are places
doing?
Where I have no idea, dude.
They better suck the fat out of you.
That's the gym I gotta go to.
Yeah. I need lipo.
But I'm happy that I'm able to eat things with taste again. It's good stuff.
Congratulations.
I had my first beer in like a couple weeks the other night, and I was like, I could taste everything, every last hop.
That was all it took.
Just going to be happy on Saturday when I can finally bend over. Since the surgery, I haven't been able to put on my own shoes, tie my own shoes, put on my socks. They said I couldn't bend over or pick anything up over a half a gallon of milk.
So is it not because you're physically incapable? They just don't want you to put that kind of stress on your brain?
On the tube.
Oh, right, yeah.
So they don't want it to snap or anything. So, like, in the morning, I always tell proofreader, I'm like, shoes.
Of course you are.
Shoes.
I'm surprised he doesn't get carried into the radio station by, like, a group of shirtless men, like, you know, carrying one of those thrones on their
shoulders.
Feeding
you grapes.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody's, like, fanning him with a palm frond.
Ooh, I like that name, palm frond.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call myself from now on, the palm frond.
Yeah,
the bomb from.
Yeah, he's got one of those like a Roman Caesar crowns, you know, where it's just the leaves around his head.
Oh, and let me tell you something. Life's got to get its nuts off my back.
What? What?
What an odd expression.
Yeah.
Elaborate, please.
No. So the year starts off, I have to get this surgery. All right? Then our sump pump died.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you get water in the basement a lot?
No. It just died and we heard the backup come on.
Oh.
So we had to pay for that. Then this morning, our heating went out.
What a great morning for it to happen, too. The morning where it was 9 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, come on, man. Like, seriously?
Didn't you say you needed a cavity filled, too?
I need to get a root canal as well.
There you go.
So somebody told me that it happens in threes. I'm on 4.
Now you got to wait till 6.
No! What's going to happen next?
No options.
So I'm playing the lottery tonight. In hopes that it breaks the streak in a big way.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it's going to pay off big time.
You got to figure 2020 can go nowhere but up from here.
Don't say that. The universe knows.
It's listening.
I've said it before.
Challenge accepted.
Yes.
Incidentally, the universe is our number one listener. All of our downloads, every single last one from inside this universe.
Wow. We gotta expand.
I know. Yeah, got to break into the multiverse a little bit. I don't know how we do that. Talk to Doctor Strange. Get him on the phone.
Well, you just start talking.
And I wasn't
the
calling
aliens.
The doc a bad name. I was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
There, we're talking.
I mean, he's kind of a strange guy, but, you know, wasn't trying to be mean or nothing. Anyway, another bit of news that we really didn't want to dedicate a whole segment to because who cares?
No. Jeez.
Yeah, that was me. Ozzy Osbourne has Parkinson's disease.
Huh.
Yeah, he announced it on Good Morning America a couple days ago.
I'm surprised that's all he's got, considering like the amount of drugs and alcohol and fast living he did when he was younger.
It makes sense, though, because in the past year, like when he was going through his health struggles, I noticed his hand shaking all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It was.
And they said they call it Park 2. Hmm. It's not all the way, but it's pretty, I mean, it's still Parkinson's.
Right, yeah.
But if you want to see him on tour, this is the tour you want to see him on. But it makes sense why this album has everybody on it. It has Elton John, it has Slash, it has all these people that's going to come out in February. It makes sense now.
Yeah.
Right? This is it for him.
Alas, hurrah. Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
It's so sad, though. It's like...
It is. I mean, he's a legend.
I thought Ozzy was going to burn out. Like he was going to go out in like a rock star way, and it's like, Parkinson's, really?
It's funny, Ozzy has kind of come down in more recent years anyway, and my uncle actually pointed this out, because he said, like, when I was a kid, Ozzy Osbourne was the Prince of Friggin' Darkness.
Right.
He's like, then you watch that reality show where he's chasing his cat around in his underwear, and you're just like, he's not scary anymore.
No.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, it's a good point, yeah.
This is what happens when you beat drugs.
Well, after last week's announcement, let that be a lesson to you, kids. Just jump right off that wagon.
Listen, drugs went on rehab from Ozzy.
The Oregon Trail will accept you. Just jump off the back of that wagon. Yeah. Dysentery will not claim you, we promise.
No, dysentery always claimed you.
Dysentery wins every time.
Yeah.
On the show today, we've got our first freaky of 2020. We teased this last week.
Yes.
It's the worst Amazon order ever. Ever.
They'll explain it to you.
Ever.
Yeah, we'll let them explain. We've got the Super Bowl is now set in stone. I'm happy. I know a lot of people are happy.
Yes.
We'll talk about prop bets. We'll talk about other stuff going on there.
Oh, the prop bets are so much fun.
And just prices, apparently, are astronomical.
Most expensive Super Bowl ever.
I think I know why, but we'll get into that, too, during that segment. A new study has found out what age you have to be the most miserable.
Already there.
I was going to say, Mickey, you want to comment on that? Although it seems like you get more miserable by the year, so the age keeps moving.
Yeah, maybe.
Mickey's was birth.
Birth to now, that whole span of time. Yeah. If you were born in any of these years, you share part of Mickey's misery just because she shares the oxygen with you.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And we've got music, too. Music you can use.
Including a song from Pearl Jam that's going to kind of make you go, Pearl Jam?
I already heard it.
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's pretty much my reaction.
Vocals, still there.
Yeah. from what you can understand. Yeah. There's not much. Hmm. We'll get to that. All that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Welcome to the A Freak Accident Awards.
Well, since they always say, what do they say, penguin suit, right? They call it tuxedo that. I just literally wore a penguin costume to this edition of the Freakies.
I brought a penguin with me.
Excellent. He's come cosplaying as the Penguin, the quintessential Batman villain. Kara, what are you wearing?
Oh, I just wore a regular ball gown because I knew it was an award ceremony.
Sure.
Yeah. I wanted to go fancy.
Who was it made by?
I don't know. Valentino.
I don't even know if she's wearing that.
Val's a clothes designer,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I guess.
And Mickey is wearing a prison uniform. That's great.
Yeah, black and white. It's perfect.
Just like her view on everything.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first Freaky of the year, and we usually start these celebrations with an in memoriam segment.
Oh,
which
yes.
In this case, we don't have any music to go along with it because nobody was expecting. All right, there it is. Look at that music. Mr. Peanut, you will be missed.
And now the guy from Monty Python.
Yes, and the guy from Monty Python. Mr. Peanut, as far as I'm concerned, it was all conspiracy by Colonel Cashew to try and creep in on his turf.
Mr. Peanut didn't kill himself.
That's right. It's like a big gang warfare between all the different types of nuts.
Nope.
All right, fade that music out. This has been In Memoriam. You'll all be missed. I like how Guy from Monty Python just got designated Guy from Monty Python.
Do you get what it means? Yep.
Everybody knows. What was his name? Mickey.
Terry. Yep. Drawing a blank.
Hatcher.
No, wrong Terry.
Wow. Lois and Clark in Monty Python.
Terry Bollea. That's Hulk Hogan.
No, I'm totally drawing a blank. That's I know it's Terry, but yeah.
Anyway.
Cloth.
R.I.P. Now.
Terry Cloth.
On to this segment, which is our Freaky Award for the worst Amazon order ever. Just ever. There is no extra added caveats to that.
No, this is just the worst order ever.
Okay.
I'll just start it out, and they're going to explain the rest. They were ordering diapers. And here we go.
I picked up the diapers, and it was a little bit heavy. I was half asleep. The lights were off. At that point, I turned on the light, and that's when I noticed these diapers are neatly folded, and they are soiled. I couldn't believe it.
They were like, okay, yeah, we are very sorry for your inconvenience. We'll give you a refund. You're happy to keep the stuff. You know, don't need to return it. And my thought was, wow, you are not understanding what I'm saying.
I was extremely fearful because I did not know exactly what was in those diapers.
Yes, you did. It was poop.
Ew.
So you ordered diapers off Amazon and you got diapers with poop in them already.
Yeah. They said you could keep them.
Yeah, no need to ship them back.
That must have been one of those third-party sellers that
it
you encounter on Amazon. Although, I had somebody that I know who works in an Amazon warehouse around here. That there is one, explained that Amazon has no quality control at all.
That does not shock me.
The company does not have quality control because apparently, as far as they're concerned, it is less expensive to just ship a replacement than it is to actually like inspect every product that comes in to make sure that it's intact or not filled with turds. You know,
but he said literally,
he said if it's not on fire, they'll stock it. That was literally what he said.
But it smells. Like, you didn't think...
Well, let's think about this, too. This means that the seller took the time to have these diapers and collect the ones that got soiled.
Maybe they did it pack themselves.
Pack them neatly into the box and ship them. Like, they took the time to hold on to those that whole time.
Was it...
Was it next day shipping?
I was going to say, was it a fetish seller?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
See, this to me sounds less like an Amazon order and more like one of those Wish.com orders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those friggin' ads that you see on Facebook and Instagram all the time where it's like advertising sex toys. And the best one was I saw online somebody shared a picture of like a fistful of worms. It was literally like, oh, now on discount. And it's like somebody holding a pile of worms.
I liked the little toe hard hats.
What? Why?
I so you don't stub your toes.
Thanks,
very
Mickey.
Important when you're working at the bike park.
Thanks for that explanation.
Do they have ones like for little toe miners with a little flashlight on the
maybe,
end of the toe?
Who knows?
Oh my so god! So you'll bump your head in the dark. Oh my god, I always wonder like how they end up on my feed, like everything they said there's an algorithm if you search it or anything. I have never searched a full latex suit.
Yeah, right.
It's black and has a zipper across the mouth.
But there it is here, but
yeah.
It's like I'm not the machine.
That's your phone, your phone listening to you when you're talking about other things with yeah, other people. Yeah.
You might not search it, but maybe you're talking about
it. You know
it.
What it is, that's your phone overhearing the discussions that we have on this podcast. It's like this guy needs GIMP suit. We gotta get that up there for him.
Yeah, I'm texting too much from my dungeon.
All this talk of sump pumps made it think it was something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sump pump dungeon. Oh my god.
So listen, I don't know. I mean, all I'm gonna say is if you wanna send us money. When we send you your stickers, I got no problem crapping in a diaper and sending that to you as well.
I do.
Essence of Crisco. You can have that delivered to your residence. Freaks at freakaccident.com. Just make your requests.
Ew.
Can be arranged. Obviously, there's a market for this, and I see a golden opportunity ahead of us.
Up price if you want corn.
So gross.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's an add-on. For an extra $5, you can get corn. Will I or won't I take my fiber supplement that day will be determined.
And then we can have a game. Guess what Crisco ate?
Send your
going so far off the rails.
Yeah.
So fast.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It's still about poop.
I like that he says pup.
It's about pup.
Like all the Polish grannies around here.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to agree. That was the worst Amazon order ever, probably.
It's pretty bad.
Can you think of a worse one, Mickey?
The glitter bombs.
That's still not poop.
Yeah.
Glitter's glitter. Poop
although
is poop.
But
you
it
had
never
a,
goes away.
If you had a glitter bomb that just released, like, you know, a spore of poop into the air, you know.
Oh. Yuck.
It's just a mushroom filled with poop spores, and
it makes that noise.
I know. Now that you can feel it in your ears and in your hair, probably. Yeah, it's just covering you. Theater of the Mind does that, has that effect. Well, we're very sorry to present this award to the worst Amazon order of all time. Worst Amazon order ever. Yeah, we'll see who can beat that one. I'm sure somebody in Florida is lining up right now. Up next, the Super Bowl on a freak accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
In less than 2 weeks from now, somebody will be raising the trophy to this music. The Lombardi.
Oh, is that what that is?
Is that what that music is?
I think so.
The Lombardi music.
Fancy.
It sounded like Olympics or something. I was expecting da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know.
That's Monday Night Football. We're past that. It's glorious now.
That's the song, though. That's what people think of when they think of football.
But this is, grandiose.
This is official.
Yeah.
All right.
This is where everybody, like the guy's walking it down between the players and they put their unwashed hands all over it and get fingerprints all over it.
And then some idiot kisses it and it's like, you are gross.
Yeah, and then the other guy kisses it and it's like, great, both of you got herpes now.
Ew, you kissed each other, basically.
But the Super Bowl is now official. We have our two teams. It is going to be the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Holy crap.
I'm all about the Chiefs.
I don't even care. I fall into that massive category, and I already saw the meme, and it makes perfect sense. It was percentage of people rooting for the Chiefs. It's like 1%. Percentage of people rooting for the 49ers, 1%. 98% just happy the Patriots aren't in it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's me. That is absolutely me. I was thrilled, and I was even more happy when Green Bay got beat this past week.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But well, here are two teams, honestly, that like you never think about ever for any reason in years past, I should say. And now this year, they're both in the Super Bowl. That's great. I love that it's two teams that we haven't seen in the Super Bowl like that much ever.
Right.
We get to mix enjoy it up. Yeah.
It's been 50 years since the Chiefs have made it to the Super Bowl.
Crazy.
Ouch.
I think.
Crazy. I bet Jim Bone is happy.
Oh, yeah. He was a huge Chiefs fan.
You think he's probably figured out a way to worm his way into going? He's probably going to be there. Yeah. Yeah. He's crafty that way. this is exciting. I like the fact that it's not two of the typical teams that you see. It's not the Steelers. No offense. It's not the Packers have been in it enough the last couple friggin' years. I've even seen enough of the Seahawks. You know, over the last couple of years in the Super Bowl. Definitely seen enough of the Patriots.
Yeah. I had a tweet that came up that I did last year when the Patriots made it. And I'm like, hey, NFL, nobody wants to watch the Patriots play in the Super Bowl. Please stop forcing it. Because it was like, get out. Why are you shoving them down our throats? Yeah. Like, we're over it.
Well, that was what somebody was saying after the... I love that the Patriots fans always got to shoot their mouths off. And I'm looking at you because you're from Boston.
What?
Your family's got a bunch of Patriots fans in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course we do.
Yeah. So this is, I blame you partially for all of this.
All your fault. All of Massachusetts and Connecticut and New Hampshire.
Sure. You're the only thing I know that's within striking distance from that region, so it falls to you.
Okay.
But that...
That probably wasn't the best thing to do.
It is what it is.
Going to hit women. That's really good.
Mickey hits back. We all know this.
Well, yeah, she could probably beat the crap out of you.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt that. Hey, that was the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
But anyway, somebody was saying, because they always say the same thing when the Patriots lost. They're like, oh, everybody who's celebrating right now doesn't realize Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. He's been in this many Super Bowls, this many championships. He's done this many comebacks. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, listen, all that's true.
Yeah.
Fine. But to me, as a viewer, it's boring.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That could all still be true, and we can enjoy two new teams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be the same team every year.
But every year, my favorite thing are the prop bets.
Yeah, you do love those.
I love these just because they're so ridiculous. These aren't the typical points and yardage. Well, some of them are yardage.
This is the stuff that people either do for a laugh or it's somebody who is a problem gambler and just has to get action on every single possible thing.
Yeah. Me and my buddies do a full list, and then we each put in $10, and then whoever gets the most out of the list.
On the prop bets?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some of them. One, this is I think a lot of these are repeats year over year.
Yeah.
What color will the liquid be that's poured onto the game-winning coach?
P.
Right.
Yellow.
Orange.
Did they order that off Amazon?
Yeah.
Cooler full of pee.
Diapers.
Yeah, diapers full of poo, cooler full of pee. You can get anything you want off Amazon, apparently. Number two, will announcers Joe Buck and Troy Aikman say Patriots?
Of course.
No.
Within the first couple minutes,
I think
probably.
Immediately they're going to say something about the Patriots not being here.
Right. Because it's everybody's talking about it, including us now.
True. Right.
Who will win the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, the Puppy Bowl.
It's
I hate you.
No, wait. It's Team Fluff versus Team Ruff.
What? I hope it ends in a tie.
Really, we all win during the Puppy Bowl, right?
You are all the worst. I hate everyone.
So, wait, clear this up for me, right? The Puppy Bowl, it's literally just like dogs on a makeshift football field playing with toys and crap, right?
Well, yeah, but they actually they started off pretending like there's a game happening. You know, there's a referee and like all that kind of stuff. And they have to kick off to their team and like weird little things happen. But then at the end, it's just... they go after each other, and I love when they announce it. They're like, oh, this dog, what, you know, they just say, like, took him down.
I wonder if any of them get CTE. I guess that would be the kitty bowl, the cat.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
CTE, the brain problem.
Concussion trauma extraordinaire.
Oh, is that what it's called? No, I don't know that.
Yeah.
I watched the Puppy Bowl. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, they got to worry about getting their tail stepped on. That's the worst thing they got to worry about.
All I know is there's a lot of bitches on the field then.
Now that they play during the halftime show, is that when it's on? The Puppy Bowl?
It's on either before the Super Bowl or halftime.
I mean, I would love to have something besides the halftime show to tune into.
You don't want
to
turn into Shakira?
No.
What about J-Lo?
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez.
She.
She.
Yeah, where's the hand thing? Yeah.
Me love tacos. Yeah. Tacos all the time.
Number four. Will 98-year-old Betty White be in a Snickers commercial? Yeah. So specific about Snickers.
She's been in a lot of Snickers.
Is that why?
Yeah, it's like that? If you're angry and you turn into Betty White or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was one.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. She was like playing tackle football or something in the field.
Yeah, feeling off your game.
Yeah.
And then boom.
There it is. That's it.
She gets CTE.
Now, this seems to be in poor taste. Will Mr. Peanut's monocle come off his eye in a planner's ad? He's dead.
Yeah.
Have some respect.
That's how they're killing him. Didn't you see the commercial?
No.
It's a Super Bowl commercial where they're going to have him. They showed it on the news before you came in. He's hanging with his friends, and to save them, he drops himself and he blows up in a car.
What?
That's how, in a canyon.
This is going to be like a soap opera. He's going to be reincarnated.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's all a scheme by Colonel Cashew. I already told you that.
Or he's going to become a roasted peanut.
Oh.
Let me tell you what this
is.
Now
I'm hungry.
This is a sick and unusual circumstance. It's not necessary. This was not necessary. It's like, oh, what's a good ad? Let's kill an adorable mascot. Why not? Kill Tony the Tiger.
It's about time.
Yeah. It's not all great. Cereal's crap.
Yeah, look at the year you've been having. It sure ain't been great.
Yeah, there you go, Tony. Yeah. I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Maybe the problem is you don't eat enough Frosted Flakes. We'll take that check, Kellogg's, anytime you're ready to cut us one.
What's the next one?
The controversial national anthem protests seem to be fading out. Thank God. I was just getting tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
So now we can move on to the more important debates, like this prop bet. What color will Demi Lovato's microphone be during the national anthem?
Red.
Is she singing it?
Yes.
Yeah, they just announced that like a day ago or something, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Don't look at me.
It'll be red.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I just think red.
Demi Lovato is somebody.
Yeah, she was a Disney princess. And
is that
one of those darlings?
Those Disney.
Who sang it last year?
You know what she sang? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. That's her.
Just let that one sit.
And then we did. that was clean, crisp and clean. Add some reverb under that, remix it, put it on YouTube.
You know what?
That's going to be on next week.
He's trying to paint the picture.
Thank you. You painted something.
Yeah.
And the Picasso will be present on next week's podcast episode. Yeah. Will any player use a prop during a touchdown celebration? I'm glad that they're allowing those coordinated touchdown celebrations. It's been great.
Well, it's fun. Let them have fun with the game. Don't go out of hand. Don't delay the game because of
right.
it. But let them pull out a Sharpie and sign the football and give it to a kid.
Who will show cleavage during the halftime show?
Me.
I was going to say,
well, they're definitely both going to.
I was going
to
say, is this a joke? We'll be lucky if they're wearing anything.
I feel like, yeah.
Well, where are they playing the Super Bowl at?
Miami.
Is that where
it'll be warm.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Will Smith show up
and show cleavage?
And say, welcome to Miami. Yeah. I feel like there's a lost opportunity there.
He will.
Especially with Bad Boys Forever now in theaters.
Right?
Oh, Sony or whoever produces that movie, we're waiting for our check.
Yeah, don't go see that movie.
Super Bowl. Where's your marketing department?
Don't go see Doolittle either.
No, not good.
Well, I'll give you a review off mic for that movie. just don't. I'm not gonna spoil it. Well, I'll spoil it for you. He pulls a bunch of bagpipes out of a dragon's butthole. That's the climax of the movie.
Oh.
Don't bother seeing it.
Well, now I'm going to.
Now he has to see it because that mental image needs an actual representation to go along with it. Will J-Lo show butt cleavage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to have those pants that are really low, and then they're going to do hip action for sure.
Because Shakira's hips don't lie.
Right.
No, I don't think she'll show butt.
J-Lo's hips definitely lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is also medically known as believage. Butt cleavage.
Ah.
J-Lo's hips have committed high treason. will there be a wardrobe malfunction?
No.
Nah.
It's not a malfunction if it's intentional.
Yeah.
And Janet Jackson's was intentional.
Right.
Yes. That's, why does nobody talk about that? And why did radio...
get punished
for something that happened on television that was fully intentional.
Right?
Yeah, we all got the fines rose by like 100%.
She even had a sticker over the old boob because they knew that that was coming off.
There's no chance that sticker was just there.
And she's not attractive.
You don't know. Maybe it's a horrible birthmark. A horrible birthmark. That looks like a glittery sticker. Yeah.
What's the next?
That's it. That's all we got.
That's it. Yeah. But, I mean, off the prop bets, we were looking at the prices of the tickets.
Yeah.
They're insane this year. Every year they're insane.
It's the most expensive Super Bowl ever, though. And I'm telling you, it's because the Patriots aren't in it. Everybody's happy to be there now.
Yeah, but you know what it's because of? That guy on the 49ers. What's his name?
Patrick
number
Mahomes.
10? No, number 10. Jim Gill, maybe? Or the real hot one?
Oh, thanks. Are you talking about Travis Kelce?
Mickey's going, I don't know.
Totally lost.
Are you talking about Travis Kelce?
Nope. I'm going to tell you who it is. Hang on 1 second. But
hot number 10 on whatever football team. Yep. Yeah.
Google that. See what happens.
No, don't.
I can't wait to see what Lazy E's wish things are going to be now, his suggestions, now that his phone has overheard this conversation.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, you're talking about on the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, that's here's my name for my husband. Golfer.
Oh.
He loves the golf. So this is golfer's team.
Oh, all right.
So this is golfer's team, so I get...
That's why they're going to mention the Patriots.
He's a model.
He's very handsome. Yeah,
literally, he's a model.
I don't think he is, but he probably could be.
Why do you think
he backed up Tom Brady?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he got the
You're
big
welcome.
Contract.
Take that bet.
Yeah. But I mean, the bigger bet would be you bet against, and then if by some miracle they don't, you probably win everything.
It's happening.
But yeah, on the ticket site SeatGeek, the average resale price for Super Bowl tickets right now is $6,232.
Wow.
They're the crap seats, too.
Yeah, you're getting nosebleeds for that, probably. $1,000 higher than the previous record holder, Super Bowl 52. Crazy.
I would never pay that much
for a ticket. Not for anything.
No.
Super Bowls aren't meant for real fans. They're meant for corporate people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
Although, if the Bengals make the Super Bowl, I will break the bank.
Do you remember that one year when we were talking about if the Vikings and Bengals somehow end up being on opposing sides in the Super Bowl, we're going to be there. So we're going to be the halftime show for that game. I don't know how, but we're going to make sure that we're going to bring Cobb out of retirement
just so
we can do the halftime show.
Yes. Actually, there's a good way to get into the Super Bowl because they use people just be in part of the halftime show. So if you can find the casting call for that. Mm-hmm. You get a freeway in.
Wave the flags and
look at my face.
Hold the
lights. I'm rushing the stage.
Look at my face. I'm not making that. A casting call.
You don't need to be. Your face doesn't need to be on
body.
Camera.
Yeah.
Again, look at my body.
Don't care.
Listen, if they're looking for a before picture, I'm in.
You might be able to get into a commercial doing that.
Yeah, before pictures.
Yeah.
Hey, look at him before this.
You're the guy. You're the guy that eats the Snickers bar.
Yeah.
And then Betty White tackles you.
Right.
Wait, Betty White somehow becomes the better version of me?
Yeah.
She's 98 years old.
Hello, just say like 5 seconds ago about yourself?
Yeah.
Own up to it, man. You can't paint that picture and then not expect her to come in and stomp on it.
Did you see the meme about Betty White? The really neat thing.
There's millions.
No.
That one meme.
It comes out on her birthday every time that Anne Frank... Betty White and Martin Luther King Jr. were all born in the same year.
Hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, 1929. It's just they died at different points and were historic at different points that you think like Anne Frank's in a different like hundreds of years ago or whatever. No.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole Nazi thing was just over 100 years back now. Just under, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 98.
Hasn't even been a century since the last World War. Let's say we're due for one.
My own war.
Any day now. Come on, Iran.
I told you, Iran so far away.
it just gets worse.
Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl? You said you're pulling for Kansas City?
Yeah.
Niners.
Of course, that's golfer's team, you said, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have a choice in the matter.
No.
I'd probably go with the Niners.
Okay, I'm probably going to go with Chiefs.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Just because, my next door neighbor is a Redskins fan, so that doesn't matter. Yeah. I like my next door neighbor. He's cool. But, so Chiefs. just because we can be opposed to them.
Yeah.
The boys against the girls.
Girls have cooties.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No girls allowed. We're going to hang a sign off this side of the table.
We should come up with some sort of bet for next week to make on the show.
Oh, perfect. I love that idea. Brainstorm over the week. If you want to send suggestions, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, a new study has found the exact age when we are at our most miserable. Is it right now? Well, yeah, but we'll also see what science says to back it up.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
So this whole episode, I've been looking at Lazy E's shirt.
Yeah.
It's a Coca-Cola shirt?
From South Korea. Okay. Not North.
I was going to say, that'd be some sun.
Yeah, no, South Korea.
Wing Bang Boob, actually. Looking it up these days, yeah? Why?
My aunt was there.
Oh.
And she got me the shirt.
Fair enough.
Done.
I just thought he was like really into K-pop all of a sudden. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
He's got the anime noises down pat. Yeah.
Speed Racer.
This new study, which I love how that this was posted in Market Watch.
Of course.
Like Market Watch follows stock trends. And then they're posting studies about this. Yeah, they're through the roof.
Yeah, but when they
#go thanks Trump. Best stock market ever.
I'm going to save that just because you said thanks, Trump.
Yeah, yeah, I did not mean it. But in any case, I love like when Forbes like posts movie reviews and things. Like, where do you get off? Who are you, Forbes?
They have money.
Yeah.
They can do what they want.
I mean, I guess. Sure. That's what rich people do. But this was posted in Market Watch. A new study looked at data from almost 8 million Americans who were surveyed in this, and apparently it is not easy being middle-aged. Now, what qualifies as middle age?
I looked at that at like 20.
Isn't the life...
45.
The life expectancy is like 79 now. It's almost 80. I don't think it's quite 80, though. But anyway, a new study from Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. Again. The New England! Why is it everywhere?
Because we're smart.
Oh, yeah.
She just said smart. And I think that was totally genuine, too. So we haven't heard Boston Mickey yet. I'm still hoping for that day. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, if you get her to Boston, she just automatically transforms into Boston Mickey. It's like a miracle.
Yeah, it does get worse.
Yeah. Wow. It's like water turning into wine. She started Pachtaka and Havid Yad and all that nonsense. Yeah. So anyway, this study from Dartmouth. I'm surprised it wasn't from Harvard. Looked at data from 8 million Americans over the past 3 decades to figure out when people are the most miserable. So this has been a long-running study. 3 decades. The answer is you are at your most miserable, and it's a fraction, or a decimal, I should say, when you're 47.2 years old.
Ooh, that was close. Yeah, you are close.
Oh, yeah.
So middle age, I guess, is like over 40?
Then,
sure.
So like, if life expectancy is almost 80, then 40 would technically be halfway there.
Well, 47, they're almost going to 50 there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always looked at middle age right around 50 because I'm a positive thinker and I'm going to live till I'm 100.
Oh, you're rounding off?
Yeah, I round right up there.
Going up to a century, okay. Mm-hmm. That's ambitious of you.
You'll probably be one of the few people that are alive when I'm alive. Great.
Wait, what?
The life expectancy of the women in our family are like 105.
Oh my God.
It's awful.
Oh God.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No, it's the bitterness. Her insides are all pickled. She's pickled with hate. It's just going to sustain her forever.
That's the name of our next album.
Pickled with hate.
Our metal album, Pickled with Hate.
So 47.2, basically our happiness as adults goes in a U-shaped curve. We're happy when we're 18. Who?
What?
Yeah, no. Not even close.
I was looking forward to 21.
Right.
Yeah.
But 18?
Yeah, no.
I guess because you could drive with no restriction.
You were just going to say you can buy cigarettes, but that's no longer true.
Well, no, you have to be 21 now, but you could drive without restriction.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you could stay out past 11.
Yeah.
Before you're 18, I don't think you can drive past 11.
But was that even a law the whole time? Didn't that just start?
Yeah, that, well, it used to be, I forget, there was weird laws with that. No one cared. No one ever paid attention.
So basically, so 18 we're happy, according to this anyway. Then we start getting more and more miserable throughout our 20s, 30s, and 40s. We bottom out at 47.2.
So I got a long way to go.
Yeah, yeah, 47.2. And then, wow, she can somehow get more miserable. Think about that. Oh. And then we start getting happier again from there.
Hmm.
So if it's a U-shaped curve for most people, for Mickey, it's like a flat line.
Yeah.
This makes sense, though, because now you get into working and bills and being a grown-up, and it sucks and it sucks and it sucks, and you know you have all this time left to work, and it sucks a little more, and then you're like, hey, I'm on my way to retirement. I almost don't have to work anymore. I have all my money, da-da-da-da-da, and then you're happy again.
You hit 55, you start getting the senior discount at Denny's. Everything's 10% great.
10% off on Tuesday.
By the time you hit 70, you're just as happy as you were when you were 18.
Where did that come from?
What? I think that's a discount.
Listen, you got
your song.
I don't know. I think I sing things.
Add that to the part earlier with the song.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a regular hit on our hands here.
Jeez.
Most of these modern top 20, top 40 songs only have 3 lines of lyrics in them anyway.
3 lines of lyrics in them anyway.
That could be the rap breakdown of my song.
That makes sense. That's a sentence.
3 lines of lyrics. It just like kind of all came together into one mushed word. Lines of lyric anyway.
What is it? Wanna baby? Right? Was that the thing with your your joke earlier?
Oh.
I don't remember.
What a baby? I don't know. So why is middle age so depressing? Basically, the researcher says it's because you realize your big dreams really aren't going to come true.
Oh,
that's way more brutal than I got bills and things now.
Yeah, it is.
It's realizing you're actually just going to be a lifelong failure.
Wow.
Luckily, I had no ambition as a kid.
As you get older, you start to put your life into better perspective, and you become grateful for what you do have, which is why you start getting happier again. Like, if you're 70, you're just happy that you haven't pooped your pants that day.
Or male poop.
I mean, I'm eager to know if anybody listening agrees, though. If you feel like you're going to get happier as you approach 50, or after you're 50. If you can see that happening. Or if you think it's possible to get more miserable. I don't know.
Not going to make it.
Depends on the day.
Not going to make it. I'm going to die miserable.
He's planning on that brain leak to take him out long before then.
Oh, yeah. I thought the last one was it.
Yeah. Did they give you, like, an upper limit? Like, you know, 12's it. You can't get past 12. Yeah.
No high score. I can get a PR.
Oh, all right. Go for the high score, though. Yeah. I want to see it happen. See if anybody else can top that number of brain surgeries in a lifetime.
No, I don't want to go for that.
But yeah, let us know if you agree. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Up next, music you can use. Or maybe just cast aside. I don't know. We'll decide.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/AFreakAccidentPodcast. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On a freak accident.
It's been some time since we've done one of these.
We got enough songs.
This is the first one for 2020.
Yes, it is.
I think we teased like a segment a couple episodes ago.
That's when I couldn't make it until the very end.
Oh, yeah. Was it Another Day Dawns that we were going to play that time, too?
No.
I can't remember. Okay. Well, either way, we've got new music. Do you want to end with that one? Because I know that one I'm actually not going to despise outright.
I don't think you're going to despise Green Day.
You don't think? Green Day and I don't exactly have the best track record.
I was going to say, if it's anything that I've heard on the radio, I am probably not going to be happy with it.
You see, I'm a little different with this Green Day.
I liked that last Green Day song, whatever one
Father
it was.
Father of All.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I actually enjoyed that one.
So you want me to kick
I've actually off. Enjoyed the last couple of Green Day things I heard. What was the one? Revolution Radio? I liked that one,
that
too.
That was
the last album, but...
Yeah.
I work at a top 40 station mostly, so... Mm. I haven't heard Green Day in a while.
Yeah, not a fan of rock?
No, I like some rock, yeah.
Yeah, because we lean more rock.
That's fine. Yeah. We can do
but
that.
But hey, you know what? Next music you can use, you can find a pop song that we should be playing.
I mean, no, I'm going to hate it. I'm going to rate it 1, just so you know.
It's fine.
If it's Ed Sheeran, you're going to love it.
That's probably
true. That is true.
I do love me some Ed Sheeran.
And Bruno Mars is my love mate.
Yeah, guilty pleasures there.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, guilty pleasures all over the place. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Mickey?
All right, well.
No.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Yeah, no, not a pop person.
No.
She's into gothic metal.
And sad.
I mean, like, when I say gothic, I don't mean like gothic like goths. I mean like gothic like medieval gothic. Like
chamber music.
Yeah, 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 chanting monks and things like that. All right, let's start off with Pearl Jam. This is Dance of the Clairvoyants off of their album Gigaton. Gigaton.
Yes.
This comes out March 27th. I said Pearl Jam, not the Stranger Nails. Things theme music.
This really threw me off.
What? Trent Reznor helped write this?
I'm telling you, the voice, you'll be like, Pearl Jam.
Well, yeah, obviously. Nobody sounds like Eddie Vedder does.
The worst, I think what ruins the song is you can understand him more. No, wait, like, honestly.
Hey, if I had a better man.
The chef from The Muppet Baby.
This ain't Volbeat.
I can understand him better in this song than any of the songs, and it makes me sad.
He does actually kind of sound like the Volbeat singer, though, doesn't he? He's doing like that.
Or Imagine Dragons, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
The music.
I know his voice.
That's it.
This is,
he's doing a lot of vibrato.
This is not good.
No.
I mean, I can tell you that the last album that they put out, I really enjoyed. There was an album or two before that, though. I forget what it was even called, like Brain Sequenizer or some crap.
That was a weird...
That thing sucked. I hated that record.
I have said this for a while. As soon as he became friends with Neil Young, he ruined himself.
Yeah.
Then he got political, and then he got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm excited to see them at Madison Square Garden.
So I always gotta wonder, like, whenever a rock band reinvents themselves and tries something stupid like this that involves, like, synthesizers and electronic-generated music and drum pads and all that other crap, it's like, I mean, Eddie Vedder's singing. How do you think the rest of the band feels? They're just, like, standing around tapping their feet, not doing anything.
Well, that's why I can't wait to see him in concert, because it's not going to be mostly this.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Even Flow and stuff like that.
Be like, how insulting to the rest of his band, though, where he's like, hey, I'm going to completely do this album with nothing but computer-generated sounds, and you guys just stand there.
No, the guitarist gets to do that one little riff right here.
He's been waiting. He's been waiting 3.5 minutes for his time to hit 2 chords. Yeah, this sucks, man.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled with this at all. This is going to get a big fat 1 from me. Out of 5 is what we rate. Yeah, 0 to 5. That's a big...
0 to 5.
Oh. Well, I mean, you can go 0 if it's really, really atrocious. But yeah, that's going to get a big fat 1 from me. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard, but I am not happy.
I'm going to give it a 2 because I've given worse higher. So I'm going to say 2.
That is incredibly generous of you.
I think I'm gonna say 2 also, only because this is the first time I'm doing this and I need to leave room for improvement. Slash. Yeah.
She wants to leave herself the opportunity to completely kick something in the face.
Yeah. So
I'm definitely like 1.5.
Oh, you went higher than I did?
There's a little something there that maybe I would listen to it as background noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine to have playing over the speakers with the volume turned down in the cafe.
Yeah.
Well, for the love of God, we've been waiting since 2013 for an album from them. Why?
Is that when Lightning Bolt came out?
Yep.
Because that record was awesome. I loved Lightning Bolt.
I was okay with it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
This absolutely
sucks.
Well,
at least how it started. Hopefully it doesn't end that way.
I can't imagine the rest of the record is going to be much different.
I hope.
These guys get into those trends. They go through those patterns like, oh, let's do a whole record like this. Like, no, please no. Please God, no. All right, they did it.
You see, Green Day, on the other hand, is going to do something totally different.
Okay, well, wow me. Father of All Mother Effers is the name of the new album, and it comes out February 7th.
And they're going kind of 80s rock on everything.
This song is called Kool-Aid Man.
No.
It's oh, called yeah. Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah. I got it. You're smart. That wasn't me. I'm in a crowd full of angels and demons.
I'm looking out for the jingles and heathens. Sounds a little more like Green Day than the last one did. A
little bit. Not as good as Father of All.
No.
It's like the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, though, because, I mean, I personally have mentioned on multiple occasions that I like more of that kind of raw, stripped-down sound that it seems like some groups and artists have been going for the last couple
of
years.
But this is, like, synthesized. This isn't
yeah, this
raw,
is, this
stripped
is,
down.
That's what I mean. This is weird. The last song that we listened to, Father of All, that one had a good kind of crunchy, raw sound to it. This is weird. I don't know. I talked over the chorus, so I guess we should wait for the next hook.
There we go.
Very psychedelic.
It's a high school anthem.
Yeah, everybody clap!
Yeah, but here's the problem. It might be my pop experience talking, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, you would. This is right up your alley, mm-hmm. though, I think.
Yep.
You see, I kind of like it, too.
See, I like some pop-sounding stuff. Just, this is kind of boring to me.
Yeah. And it's not Green Day.
I think they are totally going weird with this album.
Like I said, I liked that last song.
Yeah.
That one I really, really enjoyed.
So you're like 50-50 on them now.
Yeah, on this new record anyway. I liked the Nathaniel Rateliff and the stuff they were doing. That was really stripped down. Kaleo, that had like a crunchy, raw sound to it.
I like Bad Flower kind of has that sound.
The Dinosaur Pileup, not the terrible new song that we heard, but their first song that they came out with, that had that kind of raw sound to it too. Like it actually sounds like in some of these cases like it was recorded on tape and not digital, but this is
album is going to be like 26 minutes long only.
yeah they're short songs. I don't know, that's not a two.
I'm going to give it a three.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Ah, there you go.
I'm going like one.
Oh, wow. Wow. That you liked that less than you liked the Pearl Jam song.
Yeah.
That's saying something, man.
It is saying something.
Yeah.
Like we all did.
Yeah, I did. I really did not like that Pearl Jam song.
I really don't like the Green Day stuff that's coming out.
Well, that's fine. You're more into like Dookie era.
Yeah.
I like
Dookie. We're going back to poop again.
This episode's all about poop.
Isn't every episode?
Basically, yeah.
Or filled or about.
I mean, all our content is crap. So is that what you're getting at?
Oh,
your
the
joke?
No, there wasn't a joke there, but you can have it.
No,
thanks.
No, you can't give like the badoom if it has to be explained.
I feel like you absolutely can. Sometimes that's when the badumtis is more funny.
Well, then we'll make it even more awkward.
All right. we got the Yauga, too. All right, so we got one more song. This is from a local group.
From Lehighton.
Lehighton. The album is Stranger?
Yes.
Stranger Danger? Comes out February 1st?
Just Stranger.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe it is dangerous, though. How do you know? Ooh. You haven't heard the whole thing.
I may have.
Well, yeah, you did interview them recently, didn't you?
Yeah.
This is called Taste of Heaven by Another Day Dawns. Should've known right from the start. Should've known just who you are. Now, who did you, who did they record this with?
They recorded with a lot of people. They recorded with Desmond Child, who wrote this song with them, wrote with Aerosmith and a lot of other big artists.
Yeah.
Aaron Brooke of Breaking Benjamin did bass on the whole album. Kulik's bassist, I think, was on it. A couple people are, and I think there's some surprises. But with you, things aren't that boring. Do you see the trouble?
This sounds like an early 2000s track, doesn't it?
Very much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which isn't a bad thing.
It's not.
But it's like, this is the kind of music I'd have been listening to if I was still in high school.
Yep. It's like Third Eye Blind.
Kinda, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. This was like the tail end of when music was still good. Yeah. When pop music was still good.
And from what I hear, or what I heard, the album is a lot heavier than this single.
That's fine.
Like, it's a lot different than this single.
A lot of bands do that. They've got, like, the radio single, and then, like, they kind of cut loose elsewhere.
Do they also do that wiggle, too, that you did? Cut loose.
These are my seduction soldiers. Shoulders. Soldiers. One of those things.
Your seduction soldiers.
Wasn't clean though, so hot in your face.
Lots of vibrato. What is with
his?
Is that like a new thing?
That's just his voice.
No, but like Pearl Jam did that too. Like, is that a thing now?
I don't know.
You mean like the reverberations?
Yeah, when they hold the note, they do vibrato, so it.
I didn't know that had a name.
It has a name.
Weird. I learned something today. Guys, this has been an educational episode of A Freak Accident.
Don't mail
poop. I learned
poop.
You can order poop offline, and vibrato is a thing. And I also relearned how to say shoulder.
Your soldiers on your arms.
Soldiers!
Oh, you posted that! Yeah!
Hey, we've played a couple of things from Another Day Dawns on the show. I usually like what I hear from them. I will look forward to hearing the rest of the album, especially if it's heavier as promised. This one's kind of middle of the road for me, though. I'd give a 3 on this one.
I'm on a 4.5 road with this.
I'm like between a 3.5 and a 4. I like it. I'm going to go 2.5.
So you went right down the middle.
Yeah.
That's the highest Mickey gives.
Mickey has given 3s before. It's happened.
Has it?
No, didn't I give like a 4.5 to something at one point?
At one? Wow, when was that? And what was it?
It was somebody, like a couple years ago.
Somebody find it. Camden, you're the one. You're one of our faithful listeners. You and Deez. Go and find whatever it was that Mickey gave a 4.5 to, because I want to hear that song.
Yeah, it must be the most amazing song of all time.
It's probably something garbage.
Oh, yeah.
She just did it to be a contrarian like she tends to do.
And your point is what?
Nothing. I don't have a point.
Good.
She's glad to have you here.
She's a canary?
Sure, dear. That wraps up this episode of A Freak. Did everybody rate it? Yeah, we all did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Well, grab that music. Are we going to
grab
post?
Grab that music.
I said grab. Didn't I say grab?
No,
there was an R in there.
No idea.
No, you said grab.
Now you're just hearing things.
What?
She Kara backed me up.
I thought it was grab.
Don't back him up. That's not what you do.
I don't know.
No,
she means soldiers.
Wait, what do you mean you all go against me?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you're on the lead mic, so we have
ain't,
to.
There ain't no lead mic on this
there
show.
There ain't no lead mic.
Well, what about the big golden star over your mic? Why do you have that there?
Yeah.
What about that meant you were like the top person?
My favorite is that you looked.
Yeah, it's like.
Wait, you're looking like...
Is there a sticker on my mic somewhere?
Top fan badge right there.
Yeah.
That's you. You're the top fan of the show.
He has a sticker on there that says, when my mouth goes like this, your mouth goes shut. That's what it says.
As far as I can see, it just says back.
Yeah, where he's going to give us his hand. Backhand us if we talk long.
What am I, Lazy McE all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well... Anyway, that wraps up this episode. Very, very educational episode of the show.
Yeah,
very happy about it. You can visit our website, afreakaccident.com. Click connect to connect with us on social media. You can click podcast to find every episode we've ever done, all 200 plus. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a good review on your favorite podcasting service, whether it's Google, Apple, whatever, and share us with your friends. Tell people about us. The more people that find out, the further the disease goes. And let's be honest, with that pneumonia thing now in the United States from China, this is something you'd rather spread. Don't spread that. Wash your hands, drink water.
That's what she said. Kara gave me that look like,
yeah, no, I saw it too, yeah.
We have to.
Spread it. So, did I mention everything? Oh, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Give us your physical mailing address. We'll email you. Email?
Yeah, that'd be some trick.
I mean, I'll send you the file. You can print it out, whatever, but we'll also send you some free stickers. But yeah, reach out, freaks@afreakaccident.com. I mentioned everything?
Yeah.
That's everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Subscribe. Did you do that already?
Yeah, you did that. Yeah.
Subscribe. Right. Leave a good review. Subscribe. Right. Every good review
every
and
good
every good subscription and every good review. All those things help. More than you might know. Maybe I can hire a speech therapist. The more people that listen to the show, I might be encouraged to do that.
You can tell us more about your show.
My soldiers.
You see, I'm going to make an instruction. Every time you talk, I'm going to talk in Crisco talk, so then it translates.
Don't do that.
That
no, it's going to screw me up. No, that's like that thing when they would feed your words back into your headphones at a delay, and then it screws you up from talking.
Mm-hmm. Shoulders.
Next week on the show, food hacks that actually work. And now his microphone's off.
Yep.
Nope, it's off. Goodbye. Food hacks that actually work next week on A Freak Accident. We'll see you back here for it. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E!
You're back on.
Oh, I'm Lazy E.
I'm Kara. I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Schmar surgery.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.